Shalom and welcome to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. This is Meditation and Mindfulness with Rabbi Adam Klickfeld.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Hello to those who are here at Temple Beth Am. Hello to those who are joining via Zoom. Hello to anyone who's watching on Facebook Live, and hello to anyone who's listening to this asynchronously on the Temple Beth Am podcast. Because of the vagaries of the Jewish calendar, Purim falls out connected to different parshot every year, right? Depends on if it's a leap year or not, depending on how many double parshas you had. I forgot how many different parshas Purim can be adjacent to, but it changes, right? Unlike, for instance, the fall holidays, right? Like, you know, Simchat Torah is obviously always just before Bereishit, but some of the spring holidays change around. This year, Purim is immediately after Vayikra, and that adjacency has me caught between two conceptual polarities. Let me explain. One of the lessons of Purim for me is audacious presence, particularly in the form of Esther. And what Mordechai says to her, Miyodei im leid kazot higat l'malchut, who knows if it's for this very reason that you ascended to the to royalty, meaning you are needed, don't hold back, don't restrain yourself, you are the only one who can save us, present yourself in the largest possible way, take up as much space as you possibly can, we are relying on you. That's one of the messages of Purim. One of the messages of Vayikra, at least understood by many commentators, is the fifth letter of the Parsha and the book of Vayikra, because if many of you know, if you've ever looked at the Torah scroll right there, the Aleph of the word Vayikra is one of those letters that's written small. Why is it written small? We don't know. The letters come to us, Halachala Moshe Mesinai, it's God's law to Moses. We have no version of the text before that. Nearly every commentator has ever said anything on any verse in the Torah has commented on that. And most people read that Aleph as an homage and a nod to humility, right? And that as we're about to begin the book that is going to lay out the way which we should be coming to God in the Mishkan, we should be recognizing that the Aleph could have been written regular size. It was written miniature. There's some miniaturization that is incumbent upon us in really spiritual life. That's a very common read. But I want to share with you a Hasidic commentary that's a less common version of that. Rabbi Meir Yechiel from Ostrovets, he's known as the Ostrovtsur Rebbe. He says, isn't it interesting that amongst the 613 commandments in the Torah, we have no obligation to be modest? It never says in the Torah, thou shalt be anav. We are witness to the Torah describing Moshe as anav, mikol adam, but there's no commandment to be modest, which means that when you are modest and humble, you're not fulfilling any obligation. He says, why is that? And this is his comment on this verse. He says, because then it would undo itself. If we were obligated to be modest, and then you were modest, you could say to yourself, wow, look how great I am. I just fulfilled a really hard commandment, right? It's a version of the joke, look who thinks he's a nothing. And if you don't know that joke, I'll tell you it afterwards, right? And so he's saying that the mitzvah system is set up for you to fulfill them and then feel proud of that. And he's saying one of the core aspects of modesty is for you not to be so proud that you are modest, not to be boastful about it, because that undoes some of what it means to be humble. You are enjoined to look for the moments in your life, in your spiritual life, in your relational life, where less of you is needed. Not so you can strut afterwards and say, look how well I did, but just recognize that was what the moment called for. So that's a long way of saying, I feel stuck this Erev Purim. Am I supposed to be like Esther, finding the place where I haven't put enough of myself out there yet? Or am I supposed to be in that miniature Aleph saying, I'm not even aware enough of the place where there's too much of me present. And how do I turtle myself into that miniature Aleph, not so that I can get a reward, not so someone will pat me on the back, not so that I can brag about it, just because it's the right thing to do. And while I've not appeased God in any way, there's no obligation out there for me, and yet it's still a way to be. So, longer introduction than usual, but with that in mind, I invite you to close your eyes. Start settling and breathing and intentionally positioning yourself into and through this moment. If you haven't already, you can place your feet flat on the ground in front of you and even do that intentionally, focusing for a moment on that contact between you and the earth. Even if there are many layers between you, sock, a shoe, carpet, floor, just feel the earth's pulling you in, not just with gravity, but as if you are connected to this orb. And at the same time, feel the heavens pulling you up, as if there's a subtle but recognizable magnet that is drawing you up into a supernal realm where a piece of you is Bashamayim, above everything here, beyond space and time, connected to all that ever is and was, which of course we are. We sentient collections of space dust, connected to the moment it all began. And in that way, connected to the Holy One, a part of the Holy One. Allow yourself to breathe a little more fully. If you can, you can breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, elongating your inhalation and extending your exhalation even longer than that, so that your very breathing is an act of generosity, giving more than you are taking. Focus on the wonder of consciousness and of the thin membrane we call an eyelid, which you can lower by a few centimeters and be transformed. You're entering not into sleep, but into a different kind of wake. Allow your body to feel the tingle of alert wakefulness that sometimes is hard to feel when we first open our eyes in the morning, but every day should be claimed. There is so much of you, and there are so many moments that need so much of you, where only you help, where what you offer is precisely what is needed, like Esther. And there is too much of you. There are moments begging you to reduce
to a miniature Aleph. Where your restraint, your tzimtzum, your emulating God who pulled back in order for there to be enough space for reality, is what you are called upon to do. Not for a reward, not for bragging rights, not to fulfill God's word, but actually to allow you to fulfill all of your obligations with more subtlety, more grace, more humility. Even as you think through your day today, where should you be a small Aleph? Where should you pull back? Be less, and in that way actually offer more. Where should you be less? When you're ready, you can come to the surface. You can come slowly if you prefer that. There's no rush. And we'll conclude saying this blessing three times. May we and all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May we all be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May we all experience true happiness that has no taint of suffering. May we live in great equanimity, free from burdening attachment to loved ones and contempt for others, but rather with compassion for all. May we and all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May we all be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May we all experience true happiness that has no taint of suffering. May we live in great equanimity, free from burdening attachment to loved ones and contempt for others, but rather with a compassion for all. May we and all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May we all be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May we all experience true happiness that has no taint of suffering. May we live in great equanimity, free from burdening attachment to loved ones and contempt for others, but rather with compassion for all.
You have been listening to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. If you enjoy these podcasts, we invite you to write a review on the Apple Podcasts site or wherever you get your podcasts. For more information about Temple Beth Am, Los Angeles, go to tbala.org.